You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
For you today, but we're kicking things right off with an interview with Te Oraka, or more specifically...
I'm Phoebe.
Phoebe. Sorry.
Thanks for having me, Ali.
Yeah, just lean into the microphone a little bit more. So, tell us, Phoebe, what is Te Oraka?
Cool. So, Te Oraka is like our student thrift store. So, I mean, we have loads of other things going on other than just clothes, I guess. But, yeah but essentially we're a student, thrift store. We're located just across the bridge opposite St. Dave's.
And
we're trying to, like, make student life more circular, I guess.
Totally.
And keep things in reuse. And,
Because where did it come from? Like, what's the genesis of Te Oraka?
I think it's first year. Oh, don't quote me on this, but I think it was 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Wastebusters in Wanaka?
Yeah, I love Wastebusters. Maybe the coolest shop in Wanaka.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I used to work there in summer, so I'm a bit biased, but I would say the same. So Te Oraka is kind of it was modelled off Wastees.
Right.
And trying to, like, implement something similar down here for students.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know, Wastebusters is trying to, like... it's quite a seasonal town, so it tries to keep things in use, like in winter and summer and things like that.
Yeah.
It's like a huge malt shop. I don't know, everything going on. And we're kind of a smaller version of that for students.
Cool.
So, yeah.
What's your best score from Wastebusters?
Oh, I'd actually have to say this fleece that I'm wearing right
now.
I know. Basically half my wardrobe is from there, though.
Nice. And then the other half from Te Oraka?
Yeah. It's pretty handy, I won't lie.
That's so good. Where does Te Oraka get the stuff from?
So we're really lucky. We have quite a good relationship with Uniflats, and we have we do like maybe two or three donations. And so all the students leaving Uniflats, like, who are internationals, they kind of like donate their items to us, and we sort them all.
Awesome.
And then that's
and all of it comes from there.
Yeah, essentially. Oh, and Drop for Good as well.
Right. What's that?
So Drop for Good, actually a little plug, it's coming up, it's in October, November. Yeah, so that's an initiative where when you're cleaning out your flat, you can, essentially anything that you can't take home or that you is still good to reuse, like clothes, furniture, everything, we can accept it down at Drop for Good. And then Te Oraka takes, the store kind of is stocked from the clothes that are dropped
cool.
up at Drop
Fantastic.
For Good.
That's so cool. And you've got some other events coming up as well, right?
Yeah, we do. We've got a night market, Te Oraka After Dark, that's coming up on October the 3rd.
Nice.
So that'll be hosted at Te Oraka. We'll have some student businesses, some kai, some music.
Awesome.
Generally really fun.
Yeah, that's so exciting. I really hope I'll be able to make it to that.
Cool.
And there's the bike grabs as well, right? How does that work?
Yeah, so our bike grabs are one of our most popular events. We run them every Tuesday from 11 to 1. And that's in partnership with, like, Southern Youth Development. So basically all the bikes that are, like, sent to landfill or are donated because they need fixing, they're all sent down to us, and students can help, like, fix a bike for a koha.
Nice.
Yeah, and it gets bikes out of landfill and gets students... really cheap bikes.
Fantastic. That's so good. I know so many people who have bikes from Te Oraka and they're so great.
Oh,
I think
so good.
Dunedin's like such a great city to bike in that it's just like, why would you not?
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you like go on the one ways often?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And it's so good. It's so good unless one of the flats has had a party in his glass on the bike lane.
Cheeky puncture.
Yeah, that's not so good. But generally it's all good vibes.
Yeah, nice.
And the $2 day as well?
Yeah, no, so we're actually on a currently in a $2 week.
$2
so
week.
If you haven't come to Te Oraka, now's a good time.
Yeah.
Most of everything is already generally $2 or $3. But so everything's $2 apart from a few of the staff picks. But it's a really good score. So
that's so cool.
Come on down. We're open every day from 11 to 1.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to do that.
It's a great like lunchtime break, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because is there much new stuff? Like, does it change very often?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. We have so much. I guess we have so many donations.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're in quite a small space now. We used to be in this like huge, big, like old gym.
Right.
So it was like quite like cavernous. And now we're in like a nice, smaller area. So we've got lots of stuff that we can just replenish the stocks.
Cool. But, fantastic.
Yeah.
And how does the student sort of program work at Te Oraka? Like, what's your role there?
So my role, so there's about, how many? Seven of us.
Cool.
There's seven te tikura, I think. maybe eight. I don't know. Yeah. Or maybe nine. We seem to be growing in numbers.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm Teal Darker, student lead.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm essentially, my role is to help manage the space and run many events alongside it.
Cool.
So we have like a social club where we do sip and sews and... book club.
Yeah.
All these like smaller events that are just like trying to create a community. So mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
It's a pretty awesome job.
Yeah. So how would people get involved in those?
I'd suggest just to follow the Instagram mm-hmm. and then we've got a little link in the bio.
Fantastic.
And then you can just sign up for social club and that just kind of keeps everyone in the loop.
And so what happens in the social club?
That's kind of just like we advertise our events across like all our channels.
Yeah.
But the social club's more like trying to create like more of a community. So regulars who come to our book club and sip and sew and things like that. So.
Oh, fantastic. That's so cool. What are some of the coolest events you've been to with Te Ora Kā so far?
Ooh. That's a good question. I would say my favourites are the night market.
True.
I just feel like we normally host them down in Oahe Order.
Yeah.
And it's just like a nice vibe and like, there's always like people popping in and out on their way home from uni and lots of food trucks. And
The food trucks are so good as well.
Like nice student businesses. I always like treat myself to something from a student business.
Yeah. It's got to happen.
Yeah.
It's got to happen.
Working, spending, it all balances out.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Very cool. Well, thank you so much.
No
so so Instagram is the best place to go?
Yeah, Te Ora Kā on Instagram.
Just at Te Ora Kā.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so
much for having me, Elliot.
No, it's been a pleasure. We're going to play...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.